And welcome, everyone, to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Security Improvements on Cast Iron 7.0.0.2. The presenters are Subha Yapagani, Raja Sirivani. Subha was appointed Level 2 Support Engineer, Cast Iron, IBM, in June 2010. In her capacity, she is responsible for addressing customer issues on cast iron products and maintains high customer satisfaction on the support that's been provided through PMRs, forums, producing quality support documents, and tech notes. Raja was appointed as Software Engineer, IBM Software, in June 2004. He brings in 10 years of development and support experience at IBM. He is working as a developer in technical support level 3 for WebSphere Cast Iron and WebSphere adapters. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Raja.
Thanks, Kathy. Welcome, everyone. My name is Raja. I'm into development and support for Cast Iron product. Thank you all for joining us in today's session, Security Improvements on WebSphere Cast Iron version 7.0.0.2. We observed that we have quite a number of tickets from our Cast Iron customers with questions on various security vulnerabilities impacting Cast Iron. This presentation provides a clarity on this area. Moving on to page 2, let's begin with a brief agenda on today's presentation. In this, we will see what is the latest version of Cast Iron and where are the links to verify or download. Various security features available in Cast Iron version 7.0.0.2. Different components of Cast Iron upgraded for strengthening the security. IBM security process for its products. What all vulnerabilities were addressed and applicable for Cast Iron? Some commonly asked queries from customers. And finally, we will open up the bridge for question and answers. Let's move to page 3. Cast Iron version 7.0.0.2 Enterprise 09 is the latest and greatest available version as of today. In this page, we can see the links for product download location, documentation or info center location, video recording of how to upgrade Cast Iron hypervisor from version 6 to version 7, and we have the new support portal, which is one stop shop for all support requirements. The links are provided in this. Moving on to page 4. So the security features available, so we will see. Cast Iron is now compliant to SP800-131A. This addresses the use of algorithms and key lengths used by federal government agencies for the protection of sensitive but unclassified information. We now strengthen the product to have SP800-131A compliant key strength certificates. Cast Iron Live for federal release, Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, and Federal Information Security Management Act, FISMA, provides their standards in customer data security and isolation. To be in compliance with these standards, we updated our product to fulfill its major requirements. We provided features like Federal Information Processing Standards, like FIPS, PUB 140-2 compliant cryptography standards for encryption of data, addressed and data in transient. Also, the ability to run the dual stack network interface by using IPv6 addresses for external communication. Basic authentication support for HTTP and web services connectors. Now, we support username password token security support for HTTP and web service inbound activities. However, outbound supports basic digest NTLM authentications also. Management API. We provided web services call to perform all operations which can be done using WMC, using the Web Management API. The API information is available on CacheFrontend documentation. You can verify in the Info Center link. Using this Management API, we can export, import projects, download logs, create, change user groups, etc. OAuth. This provides client applications to access server on behalf of the resource owner. The resource owners can authorize third-party clients to access server resources without passing their credentials. It works for HTTP connector. One can log into third-party websites using their Microsoft, Google, Facebook, or Twitter accounts without worrying about their access credentials being compromised. Moving on to page 5. The components upgraded for CacheFrontend are LDAP authorization, Java runtime environment, Bedrock operating system, crypto service activities. We will see one by one in the coming slides. Moving on to page 6. LDAP. This page is self-explanatory. The web-based management tool provides by CacheFrontend provide you to connect to your LDAP server and configure users and groups with multiple roles to monitor projects and manage uplines. LDAP authentication is enabled caching mechanism to avoid multiple times visiting to LDAP server, and this provided good performance when the number of users and groups in real-time company are huge. We also face issues related to the filtering mechanism in the LDAP access. Moving on to page 7. JRE is upgraded to Java version 7 SR8 to address security vulnerabilities. More information will be provided in later slides. Bedrock OS upgrade. We upgraded Bedrock OS to address Poodle vulnerability and some security vulnerabilities. More details will be in next later pages. Crypto service. Crypto service connector can be used to encrypt or decrypt data using certificate algorithms. Issues in crypto service connector were fixed to improve the product reliability. Now I hand over to Subha to continue from page 8 onwards. We'll join back in question and answer session.
Thank you, Raja. Moving on to slide 8. PCERT process. PCERT stands for IBM's Product Security Incident Response Team. It follows the NIST standard guidelines for determining what is the severity rating of a reported vulnerability. Now, as soon as this process alerts the various product teams on a particular vulnerability, they determine if the product is actually affected or not. Immediately, a quick flash will be published on our IBM website. And once enough information is available from the product team's investigation, either workaround or fixes will be updated for our customers. So moving on to page 9. The various security vulnerabilities resolved. We have Poodle, Ghost, the various OpenSSL CVEs that are listed here, OpenSSL Heartbleed bug, Java security vulnerability, Salesforce certificate change to use the SHA 256 hash algorithm, Bash or the shell shock bug, and NTP vulnerability. We'll be looking at all these vulnerabilities in the coming slides. Moving on to page 10. Poodle. PODL stands for Padding Oracle on Downgraded Legacy Encryption. SSL V3 contains this vulnerability, and SSL V3 is used for all client-server communication and CAS and integrated connectors. Now, what does this mean? The product could allow a remote attacker to obtain sensitive information caused by design error when you are using this SSL V3 protocol. This vulnerability is affecting all version of CASCIAN product, 6.1, 6.3, 6.4, and 7. So here listed here are the various fixes that are available in each of these versions. Now, this fix is for WMC. If you are in one of these listed fixes, WMC cannot contact an endpoint using SSL V3 protocol. What happens vice versa? What happens if the endpoint tries to connect to WMC using SSL V3? In that case, we have been providing customers with a manual script change that will avoid SSL V3 communication coming from an endpoint. A fix has also been put up for version 7002, IFIX 6 and higher. We recommend customers to move to 6.1015 as the lowest version, so that as a minimum version, so we can handle PODL as well as the upcoming the slides that are coming up with more vulnerabilities. So the minimum version that we recommend our customers to be on is 6.1015 IFIX 0001. Moving on to slide 11. G-host vulnerability. GNU-C vulnerability has been referred to as the G-host, and it affects all versions of CASCIAN solution, 6.0, 6.1, 6.3, 6.4, and 7. Again, what does this vulnerability mean? By sending a specially crafted but valid hostname argument, a remote attacker could execute arbitrary code on the system with the privileges of a targeted process or cause the process to crash. So here listed here are the various IFIXes on 6.1, 6.3, 6.4, and 7 where a fix for this vulnerability has been done. Going on to slide 12. OpenSSL affects IBM CASCIAN solution. OpenSSL vulnerability were disclosed on January 8th and by the OpenSSL project. More information can be obtained from openssl.org. The following CVEs, the listed CVEs, the three of them are the ones that are affecting CASCIAN and used by CASCIAN, and those have been fixed. What does this vulnerability mean? OpenSSL could provide weaker than expected security and could allow a local attacker to bypass security restrictions caused by the modification of the fingerprint without breaking the signature. So this vulnerability, again, affects all versions of the product. 6.1, 6.3, 6.4, and 7, and IFIX has been provided. You can see the list here. Going on to slide 13, OpenSSL hard bleed issue. This allows stealing the information protected under normal conditions by SSL TLS encryption used to secure the Internet. Now, WebSphere CASCIAN appliances version 7 and above are the ones that are affected by this bug. A fix has been provided by the Bedrock OS patch and is released as part of 7.0.0 cumulative IFIX 4 and above. Any all appliance version below 7 are not impacted by this bug. So customers who are on any version of 6 need not worry about this bug. Moving on to slide 14. Multiple security vulnerabilities in JRE 6 and 7. All CASCIAN versions and form factors are affected by this bug. 6.0, 6.1, 6.3, 6.4, and 7. Studio, virtual appliance, physical appliance, 6.3 and 7. CASCIAN Live are all affected by this vulnerability. Fixes have been provided. You can see the list here in the slide, as well as there's a detailed document, a tech doc. The link is provided in this slide. It walks you through the various details for every version. And the important point to note here is upgrade to version 7 should not be attempted on an appliance which was originally on a version 6.0. Let's say you have version 6.3, which was originally on a 6.0 version, and then you have upgraded to 6.3, and upgrade on that should not be performed to go to Cast Iron Appliance version 7. Again, the link above will take you to a detailed page, a tech doc, on how what are the various precautions that you need to take before attempting an upgrade to 7. Moving on to slide 15. Salesforce.com certificate change to use the SHA 256 hash algorithm. So we've been notified that Salesforce has been is in the process of updating their certificate to use this SHA 256 hash algorithm. We are informing all our Cast Iron customers that this change has not actually impacted any functionality in our product. We support this 256 hash algorithm. And the link to the tech talk is right there in the slide. Moving on to slide 16. Bash bug or shell shock and network time protocol vulnerability. Shell shock bug, Cast Iron is really not impacted by this bug because of these reasons. Because Cast Iron does not expose the bash shell to the customers, Cast Iron does not use CGI bin, and the data pop-up does not ship bash in its firmware. And the link there takes you to a detailed tech doc on this shell shock vulnerability. Again, the network time protocol vulnerability, Cast Iron is not impacted by the NTP vulnerability here. All right, going on to slide 17. The various security vulnerabilities fixed in Cast Iron Live, Poodle, Ghost, OpenSSL Heartbleed, Java upgrade, OpenSSL CVE that's listed here. So this is taken care for our Cast Iron Live customers by our operations team. So going on to slide 18. So I've put up some FAQs from our frequently encountered tickets from customers. So what are the various different security protocols and security features available in Cast Iron? So you see all passwords that are stored in Cast Iron are encoded using the stronger SHA 256 hash algorithm. The support for TLS version 1.2 protocol by WMC, connectors, and studio. And support for connecting to endpoints that are behind a firewall on a network and the appliance running on another network. This technology is called Secure Connector. This is not something new for Cast Iron Live customers, but this is new for the appliance. Also to note that Secure Connector installers are available in both 32-bit and 64-bit. Cryptographic activities, support for PGP encryption and decryption at orchestration level. Support for AES encryption and decryption as mapping functions. So these are all the various security features that you can take advantage of in version 7. For more information on this, please check our product documentation page in the What's New section. What are the ports that need to be open for Cast Iron Appliance? Cast Iron Appliance needs a very few predefined ports to be open. 443, 80, 8080. Next item, does Cast Iron support WS Security or WS Trust with Web Services Endpoint? We support WS Security. And what are all the activities that support secure communication? We support HTTP, Web Services, FTP, PGP, email. So these are some activities to list. Then, of course, we have the Secure Connector. All right. So while I'm almost done with the presentation, I want to go back to slide 3. Kathy, if you can go to slide 3. I want to take a few minutes to talk about the new support page. So as Roger said, this is one-stop shop for all the technical support needs for Cast Iron. So there is a login page. Of course, you can log in and take a look at your tickets. For new users, you can register yourself there and to communicate with our support team. There is an IBM SaaS support handbook right there on the page. It gives you all the details on the SLAs and the escalation numbers you need to contact us. So that's the support handbook. And on the right-hand side, you see all the various links that you really need if you're working with Castine. First, a couple of items are Castine forums, DW Answers, and community forums where Castine users can post and answer questions. There's a link there to open tickets via phone. You have the numbers right there handy. The next link is the Knowledge Center. That's the product documentation link. The next item is Fix Pack and Downloads, where you can go search for the Fix Pack that you're looking for in the version that you're interested in. There's a link for Support Lifecycle. You can take a look at, you know, when the product is coming to end of support and things like that. The next item is Must Gathers. Let's say you're opening a ticket for Cast Iron Live. What are the different items that you need to provide support with? What are the various logs for a particular issue that you're reporting? So this definitely reduces the number of back and forths you're dealing with support, when you're dealing with support. The next item is education and training. You can see the upcoming Cast Iron education and training sessions and enroll there. Next item is support technical exchanges, like what's happening right now. You can see the previous ones. You can take a look at what are the various Cast Iron support exchanges that have happened over the years. The next item there is red books. Next, flashes and security bulletins. So you can take a, you know, this is where you will see details on the various security vulnerabilities. The last item there is how do you stay informed about all the news related to Cast Iron support. You can follow us via, you know, Cast Iron support Twitter. You can subscribe to My Notification subscription services. So that way you can stay informed about the various security bulletins and flashes that gets published. You can follow us in Facebook. You can monitor the DW Answers, the forum that I talked about, the first item there in the page. You can follow us there with the Cast Iron tag. So the support page is really a one-stop shop for all your Cast Iron technical support needs. So please bookmark it and check it out. I would also like to talk about the video there. So that basically is a walkthrough of how to upgrade your Cast Iron appliance, whether it's a virtual appliance or a physical appliance. How you can upgrade using WMC. So check the video out. You can post your comments, and if you have any other places where you need the video for, you can let us know there. I think that's all I have for today. Kathy?
Thank you, Zuba and Raja, for this presentation. So at this time, there is no questions, so we will conclude the presentation. Thank you, Zuba and Raja, for presenting today. You all have a great day.